Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Frank Lavin back on the show. Frank's here, folks. He's back in the USA, all the way back from China. He spends a lot of his days in China the last few years. He's been hanging out with us now for several years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO and the founder of Export Now, which is helping companies just like yours sell goods online in China. And he's a former Undersecretary of International Trade at the U.S. Department of Commerce. And he's our good friend, Frank Lavin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me on. Great to be back with you. Good to be back in the U.S.
It's good to have you back. Welcome back home. So, all right, there was something in the news, big news this week. Donald Trump, President-elect Trump, came down the elevator one of the very few times at Trump Towers. He actually came down with a guest, marched that guest across the lobby to the microphones where they were set up to do their, you know, to interview all these people who are coming in and coming and going in the new administration coming up. And lo and behold, out of the elevator comes Mr. Ma from Jack Ma from China, who's the founder of the Alibaba, which is the Yahoo of or the Amazon, I guess, or the Yahoo, I guess it is, of China. So tell us what you think about all that.
Yeah, I was really glad to see that, Jim. Thanks. I mean, it was important symbolically, but I think it's also going to be important in the real world as well. And look, symbolically, the message is, you know, we know there are trade issues with China. There are other issues with China. We know that. And Trump's spoken extensively about that. But we shouldn't let that obscure. There's also a lot of good news in the relationship as well. And there are American businesses in China that are winning every day in that market. So don't let the entire relationship be defined by the problems or the bad news. And sitting down with Jack just reminds all of us to say, you know, that e-commerce segment and that consumer goods segment is booming. The Chinese consumers are as hungry for the great products Americans make as the American consumers are. So there's not a Chinese kid around who doesn't want a pair of Nikes or Levi's or something from Disney.
Right.
Even Starbucks and, you know, other great products. So there's growth sectors there as well as other sectors that might have more problems. What Jack Ma does, as you signaled, was he founded and is the executive chairman of this Alibaba Group, which is this massive New York Stock Exchange listed now. It's the largest e-commerce company in the world. E-commerce market in China is bigger than the e-commerce market in the United States.
Their middle class is as big as our population.
Yeah, the population base is bigger. We know the overall economy is still smaller, but the population base is so much larger. And the other critical difference is, look, in the United States, we have spent 100 years building out a traditional retail sector with shopping malls and big box stores and great chains.
Legacy real estate.
There's legacy stuff going on, but the point is China doesn't have that. So if you're a young person in China, the first place you look is online. If you're a young person in the United States, you might go to the mall on the weekend. You might go online. So you have different channels. So in the U.S., e-commerce is something like 11% of the total retail market.
Wow.
In China, it's over 20. In China, it's over 20. And for young people, it's over 30, right? So if you're in the apparel space or cosmetics or household goods, you know, the odds are you might want to start on e-commerce in China. And that was the whole meeting with Jack Ma.
Well, when Frank Ma talks about Jack Ma talks about folks creating 100 a million jobs in the U.S., what does he mean by that?
Yeah, meaning U.S. companies can export to China through e-commerce. You can sell online from the United States into China without ever having to go to China, without having to hire anybody in China.
Through Alibaba.
Through his platform, yeah. Mm-hmm. His main platform is Tmall. You can look it up online, tmall.com. Of course, it's all in Chinese, but you can search in English and so forth. I mean, you can go to Tmall and type in tennis racket or type in rollerblades or type in...
If you have access to Americana things that Chinese might want, if they're looking for that, you're an outlet. But then you got to get that product over there, right?
That's kind of where you come in, isn't it? That exactly right. So Tmall is this great platform. You could say very similar to Amazon. It's something very similar. But you're right. If you're offshore, if you're here in the U.S., you say, well, how can I sell? Well, we our little company, Export Now, does all of that.
Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to connect the dots here. Export.com is Frank's website. And we're going to put all this together. Only on the Small Business Advocate Show, folks, do you get this puzzle put together. 22, right back with Frank. I'm Jim Blasingame. Oh, yeah.
And I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.